Hey everyone, on today's podcast, we discuss the importance of strength training and why it is vital to improve your performance. As a dancer who has been in the sport for around 15 years, I have never suffered from a major injury, and I put this down to the time that I spent each year building a solid foundation and balancing my body so that I could remain injury free. As Robert is about to discuss, strength training is a great tool to not only improve your performance, but to ensure that you have a long-lasting dance career with little to no setbacks. Listen as we discuss everything you need to know about strength training to improve your dance performance.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Ask Reaching Your Height Show episode 13. And on today's show, we're going to talk about strength training and why getting stronger will improve your performance.
My name is Lauren Early, and I am a former six-time World Irish Dance Champion who is now devoted to helping every dancer achieve big dreams of their own. On each episode, we will bring you the best questions to help you discover and unlock your full potential so that you can benefit in every possible way. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Firstly, I just want to say a huge apology for not having any podcasts out to you guys over the last few weeks. It's been an extremely busy few weeks for both myself and Lauren. We've been traveling quite a lot, but it was all to produce a lot more content for you guys later down the line. And so even though you didn't get listening to anything over the last few weeks, we did get a lot of productive things completed that you will definitely benefit from further down the line. So just bear with us on that one. Over the last few weeks, we've made huge improvements on all areas of the academy. We've just hired our first sports psychologist for the academy, which she is going to be putting together lots and lots of content for all of you dancers that have issues with mindset, goal setting, nerve control, breathing techniques, just really trying to get you to get comfortable in uncomfortable positions. And so that will definitely be content that will be very, very beneficial to you all. It will be available on the Junior Academy, the Senior Academy, the Teachers Academy, and for all of those that graduate thereafter. So that is very exciting. And we're also speaking to a physiotherapist chiropractor to come on and also give out content that is going to benefit you. So eventually you guys are going to have a full resource where not only would you have to then have access to myself for training and Lauren for dancing, but you will also have a place where you can go to get your mindset support, your injury support, and everything there all at once. So that's pretty much what we've been up to the last few weeks, and it will definitely benefit you all in the weeks to come. So in terms of today's show, we're pretty much just going to throw an episode together based around strength training. While I was away there for the last few weeks, we had a lot of discussions with strength training with different teachers. We had lots of questions from dancers around this topic, and I thought it was a really good time that we could put it out there and just discuss what strength training is, why you need to do it as a dancer, how it's going to be beneficial to you on stage, and really what it's all about, how you get involved. So the importance of strength training for maximizing your dance performance. Really what we're looking at here is what is strength training? So everyone's kind of afraid of strength training, but yet they're kind of already doing it every day. So everything in life is a form of resistance training. It doesn't have to be something that is shaped as a dumbbell or a barbell for you to actually class it as resistance training. But that is the misconception, right? So if you're when you're carrying your school bag to school, you're essentially weight training. When if you're lifting your baby onto your hip, if you're carrying something when you learn how to walk, when you pick something up, it's all the form of strength training. Your body is overcoming a resistance, and eventually, as you know, you then learn how to walk, so you've got strong enough to be able to walk, then you start learning how to run, and so on. So all of these things that we're already doing every day, we are already strength training. So life is a form of strength training, and what we do in life to have our general level of strength is generally enough to get us through life, okay? You'll get strong enough to complete the tasks you need to do every day. Now, what happens if you then want to go and compete at a high level in a sport? You're going to need to adopt more strength than that, okay? And so this is where strength training comes in from a performance aspect. Now, we once had a dancer in Dublin who we tried to train for some strength training in the gym. We asked her to, one of her exercises on her program was to have a 4 kg dumbbell or two. And it was basically based around just some step ups to produce some power through the ground. Now, this dancer had worked her way up from body weight, and we slowly increased the weight as time went on. So she was definitely ready for the extra weight. And the gym wouldn't allow her to use 4 kg dumbbells, but what they would do is they replaced the dumbbells and allowed her to use a 4 kg medicine ball. Now, the theory behind this, I just don't understand in my head, because it doesn't really matter whether something's measured as a 4 kg ball, a pink ball that looks more friendly than a 4 kg dumbbell, or if it's 4 kg worth of school books that are in your school bag on your back. It doesn't really matter. So the first and most important part when we start talking about strength training is that you got to understand that you got to get rid of the fear of actually what a weight looks like, because that's not going to do any more damage than what, like I say, a pretty medicine ball would do, or a school bag might do for your back, or any of those things. So for the younger dancers, strength training will generally come from more of a neural skills development. So you're really looking at their, when a younger dancer gets stronger, or when we try to get a younger dancer stronger, we're really looking at trying to develop their neural skills. So most people are afraid of strength training for young kids because of any injuries or negative effects it might have. But when we look at strength training for younger dancers, we're really focused on the neural aspect of strength. So we really want to improve their stability, proprioception, spatial awareness, balance, agility, all those skills. And all those skills strengthen up all the stabilizing muscles in the joint. They add support to the whole frame, and they give that really solid foundation. So that's kind of where you would be at in terms of looking at strength training for the younger dancers. Now, what happens is when you pass a certain age, around 12 or 13, your body's ability to improve on those skills is diminished. And so you all probably know the one person who just continues to bump into things, trip up a curb, falling off a bus. They bump into people. So there's one person that will always have these issues. And no matter what they do, they'll never really seem to change. And this is because when your body has reached a certain point, your ability to develop these skills is reduced. Now, if you get injured, and you can regain the balance that you lost. So let's say you went over your ankle. You can definitely regain the balance that you lost prior to the injury. But as for developing any new balance, the old balance or any of those skills, the older you get, the harder this becomes. So first thing you must understand then is that as a younger dancer or a beginner dancer, we really want to look at strength training as a way to maximize all those skills whenever their nervous system is fresh and really willing to adapt. They're still growing. Once you've grown and things start slowing down, your body pretty much has what it has, okay? So it's extremely important to build a solid strength foundation from as early as the age as possible. And in fact, if you want to jump higher, turn faster, be sharper in stage, you're almost always going to require an increase in strength, okay? If you look at the history of Irish dancing, there's been a vast increase in overall shape, speed, size, power, strength, the sharpness of all the dancers today than those that came before y'all 30 years ago, right? So along with these improvements in the sport has also came an increase in injuries. So the importance of any strength training program is first to protect against any injury, and then secondly, to produce optimal results, okay? So if we look at strength training, I'm going to want to divide it down for you in two separate sections so that you can understand the difference between strength training for just avoiding injury and strength training, how do we actually improve your performance with it. Now, if you're just starting out and you want to get strong, it's important to understand why you would need to strength train just to build a solid foundation first before you actually try to improve your performance. So one of the biggest things you have to understand is that if you were assessing someone's strength, so if I was assessing a dancer's strength, the first thing I'm going to be looking at is all these skills. I'm not going to be looking at how powerful they are. What I may be looking at, however, is their ability to stabilize certain movements, stand on one leg, their balance, proprioception, all of those things that I just said. Now, This is very relevant to how someone would assess the strength of a building. So if you're looking at the structural strength of anything, like a skyscraper, you're essentially assessing how rigid that building is, how stable it is, how windproof, how stormproof the building can be. And this assessment will show you basically if your building has any leaks and cracks, if it's fallen to one side, if it's at risk of being blown over. It's going to show you that injury risk, okay? Now, what you're not assessing with that building is the building's ability to complete powerful movements or to be the fastest, strongest, or best performing building in town. All you're really doing is assessing that building to do the absolute basics that you really require it to do. Have a really solid foundation, do what it's meant to do, okay? So even though the human body's way more complicated than a building, as a dancer, you really need to think of strength training in the body as exactly the same way. So you must firstly start strength training to build a rigid, stable, injury-proof foundation. And then doing this is gonna make you strong, but it's gonna make you structurally strong, okay? It doesn't necessarily mean that your performance is gonna improve heaps, but it doesn't even mean that you might even be able to jump higher, but it may mean that you can land safer coming out of a jump. It wouldn't mean that you're going to be more explosive in your dancing, but it may mean that you're able to control all the movements without any extra movement in your torso and arms, okay? So, in other words, that structural strength is a strength that forms the perfect foundation, but it's only really one piece of the puzzle. And once that's achieved, you would then need to focus on taking your base and turning it into something that's a lot more explosive and powerful. The issue is, you cannot make someone fast, sharp, powerful if they don't have the solid foundation to produce that power from. Okay, so if your body senses any instability at all, your ability to produce power is going to be greatly reduced because your body doesn't care about being the best dancer. It only cares about protecting you against injury, okay? If there was a way where I could make you jump 4 meters high, but your body is only stable and supportive enough to be able to land safely by jumping 1 meter high, your body would only allow you to jump 1 meter high because you can sense how far you can jump. You can sense how your ability to land. For example, if I tell you to jump over a stream or a puddle, you'll do it easily. But if I increase the width of that river or the stream, at one point you're going to go, I'm not sure I can make this anymore. Or it's like jumping off a roof of something. You're going to assess and your body can automatically sense, okay, I have this amount of strength. Can I make this jump? Okay. So this is exactly what your body goes through when you try to do movements. It will assess how stable you are and it will try to protect against injury. Now, it obviously doesn't always happen because you just need to look at how many ankle injuries and stuff there are in the sport. But it does a very good job of protecting itself 90% of the time. So it's impossible for me to make you strong, powerful, and sharp, but by making you stable and structurally strong, you're automatically going to be faster and sharper by default. So your performance automatically improves because you're not exerting any unnecessary energy. So for example, if I make you structurally strong, your upper body is now going to be super, super tight and rigid, which means that you're going to be exerting less energy so you can go on for that little bit longer, okay? So improving your structural balance aspect of strength will have huge performance improvements just by default of making your body more balanced. I always go back to the saying, you can't fire a cannon from a canoe. We use this saying for core strength and for just muscular strength in general, because if you have a really solid, rigid foundation, you then have a platform which you can really, really develop to produce a lot of speed and power. But you cannot make a car fast if the wheels and axis are shaking all over the place, right? So that's exactly how you must think of strength. So on the Academy and Phase 1 is all we really do is focus on structural strength of everything. So for any of you guys that are interested in strength training and want to get involved, the main purpose in your step one is going to be looking at that structural strength. And this has no age limit and you can do this as young or as old as you like. And you're really looking at building that solid foundation. So how do you do that? If you're younger, you work on all those main balance skills that I just explained. You can do that very, very simply with lots of cones and so on. Like for example, one of the main things that we would do with younger kids for strength training is if you have a medicine ball and you stand, you squat down, you stand back up and you thrust the medicine ball over your head. So you throw the ball behind your head, then you rotate and then you run, get the ball and bring it back to me. Now, this sounds like a really stupid game, but if you look at what we're doing there with the dancer is we're teaching them how to accelerate through the hips and produce force. This in turn throws the ball over their head, but that would be the same as you trying to get a lift off the ground, okay? You're squatting, you're thrusting your hip forward. The ball goes over the head, then all of a sudden you rotate really, really fast, and then you accelerate across a short distance, and then you bring the ball back. Now, to the younger kid, that's just a simple game, but to us, we know that that child is teaching, you're teaching that child the development of the thrusting of the hips, you're teaching them how to rotate really, really fast, and then you're teaching them how to accelerate across a really short distance, like the distance you would be on stage. So this is teaching the dancer those skills, okay? So that is a really basic form of strength training that you can do at any age, and it can be really, really fun. Now, if you're a slightly older dancer, you will have had a lot more years of, like I said, carrying school bags, lifting babies, moving furniture, all of those things. And so your body is going to be much more further on than that, okay? So what we need to look at there is just structural balance, strengthening up all of the muscle groups that you do not use every single day or predominantly throughout the week. So in dancing, you're going to have the same amount of, you're going to be using the same muscle groups day in and day out, okay? If you look at the movements of a dancer, the calves are always worked, and the quadriceps are always worked. And so in the lower body, we might spend a lot of time on the hamstrings and the tibialis, which is basically you pulling your toe upwards instead of pointing it down, okay? So now we have a lower body that's structurally balanced. If you continue to develop the strength in the stronger muscles, if the weaker muscles keep getting weaker and the stronger muscles keep getting stronger, you're going to get injured, okay? If your quadricep is producing too much power for what your hamstring can safely tolerate, it's going to result in a tear, because all muscles work in pairs, and when the quadricep is working, the hamstring must stabilize the movement. So there has to be a certain balance. It doesn't have to be 100% across every muscle group, but there has to be a certain ratio of balance. The closer that ratio is, the more balanced the body's going to be, okay? So step one, structural balance, is going to be strengthen up all the opposing muscle groups that you don't use very often. Upper back, mid back, lower back, hamstrings, glutes, tibialis, and that would be a very, very good starting point. And like I say, that's exactly what we do in phase one in the academy. So when you've done that, and you can do little 6-week phases throughout the year, you have your solid foundation. Now, when you have your solid foundation, it becomes a lot more fun, because now what we can do is actually tailor the strength training towards your dancing, okay? So we can go, okay, not only do we now have a solid base, but we can now choose movements that are very specific to the sport. Now, one of the only ways of producing high-level performance is for you to mimic movements that happen on stage. Okay, so we need to get strong, as in performance strong. I need to include movements that get you sharp, powerful, and get you able to produce more power through the floor. The more power you can produce through the floor, the higher you're going to be able to jump, okay? Now, what happens there is that if you look at what a squat movement is, or why somebody would squat with a bar on their back, when you have a bar on your back and you squat down, the more weight that's on that bar, the harder you're going to have to push through your feet at the bottom of that movement. Now, that means you're producing more force against the ground. So, in essentially, the heavier squat movement you can do, the more force you're producing through the ground. That's just one example. Doesn't mean everybody needs to squat. They certainly don't. But it's an example of why people would use extra resistance, because it allows you to produce more force. And when you produce more force, when we take that bar away from you and you go on to stage, your body is now able to produce force at a much greater rate. And so what you need to do on stage becomes so much easier, okay? So that's one example of how we would structure your strength training from a performance aspect. Now, the other thing you have to think about is upper body all the time. So if you look at machines, one of the biggest issues, and like I just said there now about why you need to why the movements need to replicate the same movement patterns as your sport, is because let's have a look at strength training on machines, okay? Machines were essentially developed for bodybuilders because people think they're the safer option, but if you look back to why and when they were developed, it was for bodybuilders, because this allows a bodybuilder to keep tension on one specific muscle group, because the machine only moves one direction, right? Now, if you look at, if I take something like a squat, it's a full body movement. If I was to do something like a leg press, you're still working the legs in the same fashion, but what happens there is your whole body's seated on a machine and you're switched off. So while something like a leg press would get me strong, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to carry across into athletic performance, because everything that you do on stage is a chain reaction. Your leg moves and everything works up the chain, okay? Your body has to counteract that movement. Now, if you then start getting your legs stronger, but your upper body's rested on a machine doing nothing, then your body doesn't know how to control that extra strength. And so it doesn't transfer across, okay? This is why for athletes, when strength training, you should always try to do as many free movement exercises as possible, because you can get the upper body engaged. For example, if I have you doing a walk and lunge, you can do a walk and lunge with the dumbbells hanging by your side, your upper body rounded, your legs just aren't gonna still get worked. But we could also then have you do a walk and lunge with dumbbells, but your upper body is in a brace position, your shoulders are pulled back, your arms are rigid, there's no movement in the dumbbells. And so as a dancer, that's gonna be a much more beneficial exercise for you, because you're able to train your upper body how it needs to be on stage while your lower body's moving, okay? On stage, your lower body moves while your upper body needs to be still. And so we wanna replicate that in as many strength training movements as possible. Let the lower body move while the upper body has to remain completely still, but you're in control of it being still, okay? And so it's not always possible to rule out all machines. There are some machines that are beneficial. Something like a lion hamstring curl is gonna be a very useful machine, but it's not gonna be one of the main first exercises that you do, okay? But it can make up a program. But it's just something to bear in mind as to why you would wanna structure that. Like I say, upper body is so important. On all movements, even the lower body ones that are focused solely on the legs, you still gotta think of them as a full body movement, because that's how it's gonna be on stage, okay? So that's really the difference between structural strength and performance strength. Structural strength, you basically just want to get your body strong, have a solid foundation. Performance strength, you're really looking at improving the muscle's ability to exert more force and power against a certain resistance like the floor or a step-up box or something like that, okay? That then is going to improve your explosiveness and height and all of those actual dance skills. And structural strength is simply going to give you that perfect stability, but it's not the engine that creates the force, right? So the other last real thing that we should cover off when we talk about strength training is muscle size. Because I know one of the biggest fears of dancers' strength training is that in case they get too big or too bulky, and injury is obviously the other issue there. Now, dancing is predominantly a female-based sport, and it's also made up of a lot of younger people. So it's one of those sports that you really wouldn't expect to have geared towards strength training very soon, because younger dancers and females tend to shy away from strength training. So first of all, you got to know that nobody ever woke up massive, right? So no one ever started strength training and then woke up accidentally huge. In fact, there's many people that train every single day of their life, eat 7 meals per day just to achieve this goal and still can't get there naturally, okay? So for someone that, like a dancer, who is probably going to be looking at strength training, maybe one 40-minute session per week, maximum two after years and years of trying, you're looking at one strength training session per week. And also what is offsetting that is probably 4 or 5 days of dancing and other activities that you're going to do. So that one session is really only going to cover the basics for you, but you're never going to wake up too big after one session. Like I say, people who are even doing it every single day, training 7 days per week, specifically to look and be big, it just doesn't happen naturally, okay? So you must get that out of your head. What will happen, though, is that the muscle will become more active. So what happens whenever I start training some female clients is I will tell them, they will have the worry of that they're going to get too big. I will tell them it's an adaptive process. You get to see yourself every single day. And as an athlete, you're not even training to be big anyway, okay? You're just training to have a really good par to weight ratio. But one thing that I will always clear up with any female client, and I'll explain to them, is that when you start strength training, you're asking the muscle to lift a heavier weight. Now, when a muscle lifts a heavier weight, what happens is that it needs to recruit more of the muscle, okay? So you might have 100% of muscle fibers, but to do the jobs that you need to do every day, the muscle might only be working at 20% capacity. So you have 80% of your muscle fibers that are sitting there dormant, doing nothing, especially in the muscle groups that you don't use, like your upper back and so on. Now, what happens then is you start to use these muscles and you start to lift a heavier weight. The heavier the weight, the more of the muscle is recruited. When there's more muscle recruited, there's more nutrients go into that muscle. There's more water goes into that muscle. You know, when you lift weight, you get a slight pump, just like your dance, as a dancer, your legs will be filled with lactic acid. Your legs will be pumped. Your calves will be pumped after using them for 2 hours in class. Strength training is exactly the same. So you're going to feel that pump after a training session. Now, essentially, all you've done there is just driven a lot of blood and fluid and nutrients and energy into that muscle to be used, which is why the muscle appears slightly larger, okay? So if you then start strength training from having done nothing, you're going to have this increase in muscle size initially over the first couple of weeks, because it's just usage of muscle tissue, okay? There's more damage being done. There's more recovery being done and repair. It's like, when you're strength training, or any sort of form of muscle soreness is a muscle tear. So when you get that muscle soreness, it's basically muscle fibers that have been torn and your body repairs them. And through that repair process, it makes you stronger. So it builds them back up stronger so that it doesn't have to go through that stress again, which allows you to lift heavier and create the stress again at a higher level, and you keep improving, right? Now, for a female, that process of looking slightly bigger is only going to happen over a period of a few weeks. When your body adapts to those initial few weeks of new muscle recruitment, then it's not going to happen anymore. So what I would always suggest to any females that are doing any form of strength training, and you really wouldn't even get this in a lot of structural stuff, it's quite basic. When you look at the performance stuff and you're starting to increase the weight, this might be something that you notice, but you just rest assured that it's not going to be new muscle tissue being developed. It's just you improving your usage of the muscle tissue that you already have, okay? Not a lot of females can recruit all of the muscle tissue that they have. If I tell you to squeeze your bum or squeeze your abs, some of you may be able to do that and others might not understand how even to squeeze their abs. We've had dancers look me directly in the face and tell me, I do not know how to tense my abs, and I'm feeling them and they're not engaged. And the mind muscle connection isn't there. So that means that muscle isn't even being used properly. Now, if we then strengthen the abs, the muscle's being used more, and so we have more activity and it gets slightly bigger and thicker and so on. Okay, but it's not going to be something that is going to continually happen, and it will hold that size after a few weeks. So when it comes to muscle size and strength training, as an athlete and as a dancer, your main goal is to have a high ratio of strength to body weight, as this is what's going to be most advantageous on stage to you. Okay, so you want to be, if you're at your ideal weight, you want to be as strong as you physically can whilst maintaining that weight, okay? If you look at like an Olympic lifter, for example, they're generally very small, compact people, but they're extremely powerful. They'll be able to lift three times their body weight. So as an athlete, that's exactly what you want, okay? Unless you're in a sport where you need to change weight category, like judo or wrestling or anything like that, NFL. But really, as a dancer, you want to be as lean and as light as possible, but as strong as possible. So maximizing your strength without gaining any extra weight, okay? And that means that your engine will be so powerful, but the car frame will be really, really light, all right? And obviously, that is the best for maximal performance. So guys, that's pretty much the lowdown on strength training. Start off with some structural work at the start. Make sure you're incorporating that upper body and all the muscle groups that aren't used year-round. When you feel like you've got that solid foundation, you want to move on to the performance-based strength. We are looking to use movements that really directly match and mimic the movements that are going to be on stage. Try and avoid a lot of machine-based exercises only towards the second half of the program, but the front half should always be loaded with your freestanding exercises. And when it comes to increasing size and size, it's not going to be a goal, but increasing strength relative to keeping your body size as it is going to be what the goal is. And if you're a younger dancer, you really want to underneath 12 or so, you really want to maximize all of those neurological skills, balance, speed, proprioception, because that is the only time your body's going to be very responsive to developing those, okay? So guys, I hope that helps. My promise from now on is that I will try to get a podcast out every single week between now and Christmas. I will do my best to try and stick to that. So as always, keep sending the questions across and we will choose a different topic for next week and we will get through that. So thank you very much, guys, for listening, and I will speak to you soon.